Welcome to Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner on KNIA. This is Mike Effner talking now with Norwalk Girls Golf Coach Steve Wormerskirchen as we take a look ahead at the 2025 season for the Warrior Girls. You got one meet in on Wednesday, Coach. Your team shot a 178 and a nine-hole dual win over Des Moines Lincoln out at Willow Creek. Very windy day out there, but the girls did post some pretty good scores, all things considered. What did you see from your team?
Yeah, it was a good day. If, you know, with the wind being 30, 40 miles an hour, it's, you know, with any golfer, if you hit the ball in the air, it's going to get affected. So, you know, the girls, you know, struggle with that, but, you know, they have such good wedge game and short game. They were able to recover pretty well. We were led by Evelyn Kinney in that game with 39, so she was medalist. That's kind of what she's been shooting in practice, so that was good to see her do that in the meet. And then Addie Smith had 45, and Mariola Toriabad had 46. So Toriabad, she's a senior, and Addie's a junior, and Evelyn's a sophomore. So just a really nice job by those three. And then Lydia Kruger, she hit the ball well. She just had a little trouble putting. She had 48. And then the two seniors, Allie Sukup and Ava Garvey, they came with 51s. Not what they wanted, but they've been out here today already. And they're both still out here working on their games. So that's a good sign.
Yeah, very veteran squad back this year from a successful season a year ago. Didn't lose a whole lot off that squad. What were some of the highlights of last year's season?
Well, we had the scoring record, 4A scoring record of 350 for 18 holes. So that's anytime you're making school records, that's a good season, right? So they were proud of that efforts, and a lot of them had career lows. I mean, you know, like Lydia Kruger, as far as her average, has been lower every year now. From her freshman year to our senior year, and same thing with Addie Smith and Allie Sukup and Ava Garvey. So they and Mariola's been a real solid player for us just the last 3 years. She was injured that first year, so just a veteran group coming back, and Ava Garvey's sister Lily Garvey, she's pushing for varsity time, and so is Hayden Clausen. So as far as kind of younger kids, those are kind of the eight right now that are kind of stepped up a little bit. Emma Audette, she's a sophomore. She's played well in a couple of the qualifying, so she's another one that's kind of in the mix. So, and a lot of the other kids, they played well too. You know, we had a couple kids in the low 50s, a couple of the freshmen, Sophia Stevens and Addie Smith's sister, Eva, was in the low 50s for the first meet out. So that's just terrific. So future looks good.
As a group right now, what do you feel like are the strengths of the squad?
Well, they're all very motivated. I think, you know, anytime as a coach, especially in golf, I mean, I've had groups of four with boys that, you know, the round will end and they, you know, they'll go home or whatever. I got to ask them to chip more or ask them to putt more. You know, let's go work on this. And this group here, they're like, coach, let's go out and do this. Coach, let's go out and do that. And I've got, you know, a couple kids still on the putting green right now while I'm on the course with another player. So, you know, that's the biggest asset, is that they want to get better, and they're not settling. You know, we talk about it all the time. Golf's a game of perfection, but you'll never be perfect. So they kind of understand that they just got to keep working on those small little imperfections.
Well, right now, Evelyn Kinney leading the way as a sophomore. The rest of the team is mostly juniors and seniors in that top six. How nice is it to have a group back with the experience that this team has, just so you don't kind of feel like you're starting over? You're picking up where you left off maybe from last year.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, that's just it. They have a lot of experience. A couple girls said it tonight. They're like, coach, I just feel like my putting touch and is just there. And I'm like, well, that's because of the experience. You've played enough golf now in your life that your muscles just know. So, you know, they can go up to a green and hit a few putts, and they already got a feel for the greens. And, you know, when you're young, you don't have that feel, right? You just don't have those experiences. And this group does. They're a highly motivated and experienced group, and looking for good things from them.
Once again, we're talking with Norwalk Girls Golf Coach Steve Wormerskirchen on Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner, taking a look at the upcoming season. So, Kinney, you're number one right now. Is that pretty solidified? And what kind of a special golfer is she, and what are you expecting out of her this year?
Yeah, she played a number of junior tournaments this summer and did well around the Iowa Junior Circuit. She doesn't mind playing number one. She likes playing number one, and the other girls are fine, you know. So if the other girls kind of, you know, beat her in a qualifying or something, she's still number one, and she likes playing it. She feels very comfortable playing, you know, kind of with the bigger sticks from, you know, Northwest and Indianola and stuff. So yeah, she's more than happy to play that position.
And then the other groups, like your twos, your threes, your fours, is that going to maybe be a rotational basis or just on who's playing well at that moment?
I think we'll let that fluctuate a little bit. For the most part, most of the kids have said, you know, that as long as I'm not playing number one, I really don't care where I play. So, and Kenny wants to play there, so that's good as a coach. I think you want to play them where they're comfortable, and certainly at this point, Lydia Kruger qualified up there in the top two, so she's playing number two right now, and she's happy with that. She's more than capable of holding her own emotionally and physically with number two type golfers. She'll be fine. She'll, you know, as a coach, I always want to have them at a position that they can handle in terms of how that quality of play, because, you know, those ones and twos, they you know, they're all marking it the same way. They're all kind of have a same pace, and I have kids that can all do that, so they can play where, you know, and I think that's what we'll do. If your kids play well, we'll move them up from six to five to four to three to two. So, yep, they're very comfortable with that.
And next meet coming up on Monday, the Waukee Northwest invite there in Norwalk at the Legacy Golf Club. What does the schedule look like overall this year? Is it a lot of the same meets as a year ago, or do you have some new challenges in there?
No, it's the same schedule. We had the Bondurant Ballard Perry meet that was canceled last year, so we'll be going to that on Tuesday. Kids haven't played that in for a couple years, but everything else is the same. You know, the meet at Northwest, that's the same. The kids are looking forward to that. We'll get to play four JV kids there in kind of a hybrid course, so that'll be fun. Same weather as last year too, though, 48 degrees and 20 mile an hour wind, so it won't be a great day for golf, I don't think, unless the winds die down, but nothing they're not used to.
And then Little Hawkeye Conference, I assume there's going to be multiple Little Hawkeye Conference meets throughout the year. I think you had three of them last year.
We do three, that's right.
So what are you looking for in that series of tournaments, maybe for this team to take another step forward this year?
You know, just from a mathematical standpoint, Indianola has them all back, all six players. We have all six players back. Pella lost a couple players, but they have their top three or four back. So it's going to be a dogfight, I think. That's kind of your strong suit right now, us three. So we'll see kind of where that kind of pans out. We've been close to beating Indianola by three, four strokes every time. So we'll see if we can't flip the script on them.
And then as you look down the line this season, what's this team capable of getting done? I know last fall you had Grady Sigrist make the state tournament for the boys squad. You feel like there's some girls capable of that. And then as a team, is that a high goal as well?
Oh, there's no doubt. We're one of the top, you know, 12 teams in the state scoring wise. I think you'll see that after, you know, 3 weeks of play here coming up. And, you know, it always comes down to just really fine tuning and playing well at the right time at the end of the year. So more focus this year, not so much on playing during practice, but as working on short game, just 30, 40 yard shots, et cetera, et cetera. That's all we're going to work on.
Okay. Anything else to add about the upcoming season here or any of these girls on the team?
No, that's it. We're looking forward to the season, and then we'll talk to you later, maybe get some of the other girls on to give some interviews down the road.
Sounds great. That's Norwalk girls golf coach Steve Wormerskirchen. Looking forward to a great season ahead, coach. Thanks a lot.
Hey, thanks, Mike. Appreciate all the coverage.